True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, Monday afternoon, it's a pretty hot one, but you know what's back at my house, by the way? I don't have a sounder for this, but you know what I discovered? We're back over the weekend.
Armadillos?
The armadillos. Because hear it again. This is what happened a couple years ago. It didn't happen last year, but there's no rain, right? We're in a drought period right now. I have an irrigation system that goes off three times a week. It's not really helping. My lawn looks like crap. And then I happened to walk. I was in the front yard because my cat Dashie was chasing down a chipmunk, and the chipmunk was in the tree. And truth be told, I was trying to save the chipmunk. Believe it or not,
yes, that's how
I think
you should.
I think he might have survived, but I only think he's got three legs at this point. Poor little guy.
Oh, no.
He can get some physical therapy going, and I think he'll be just fine. But then I look at the lawn, and there's all these. It looks like aliens have landed, and they've dug these weird holes, and it's the armadillos because they're in the woods. It's so dry they can't find food sources for the lawns in the area that have irrigation. They can dig into them a little better and find grubs or worms or whatever the food source is. So there's several of us who have irrigation systems. And I mean, the lawn is just torn up like you wouldn't believe. These guys, they are hungry, and I can see why. And I don't think we have any rain in the forecast.
We've got, like, nothing. Fred.
Right.
Those of us with dry lawns and no irrigation, we just got dust. I saw somebody mowing today. All it was dust flying up in the air.
That's the good thing. I came back after a week of vacation thinking I'd have to cut the grass. I don't.
No,
because there's nothing there to cut.
So, and I've told Sue, like in the backyard, I've gotten really good at regrowing the grass that dies, because of the dogs and because the sprinklers don't get everywhere. But with the puppy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that because there's going to be a lot of soil out there and he's just going to make a mess. Now, this is kind of segues into a story here. And I've sent a picture to you and to Ethan and to Sue, Fred. And I've also shared this picture with my friend Mike Reynolds, the owner of Michael's Flooring Outlet, because we had a little bit of a carpet mystery over the weekend. I want to get some professional expertise and diagnosis. Hi, Mike. How are you? It's been a little while. Good to have you on.
Hey, thank you. I'm doing well. It looks like you have an issue.
All right, so let me explain this. I want to see if I can get some opinions. So and I don't know if you know that I have a new puppy because you've met Duke before. You've been at my house, the black dog, medium size. We lost him, unfortunately, in May. So we get a puppy. He's now 5 months old, right? This week, he's 5 months old. You also have met Oreo, my bunny. I remember, Mike, you were quite taken with Oreo when you were over at my house last fall.
Yes.
So as you know, Oreo had done some carpet damage, but most of the carpet damage that he's ever done has been like near doorways or in the corner of a room or something like that. He kind of chews at the carpet. So in my basement, I have an unfinished area and a finished area. And I keep that door closed because the bunny likes to go back into the unfinished area and we don't want him to be back there. And I have cat boxes elsewhere. So on yesterday afternoon, I was watching football, but I also put my headphones on, and I was listening to music, and I kind of closed my eyes at some point, and the puppy, who's now being given greater freedom around the house, was upstairs on my bed sleeping. I checked on him right before I put the headphones on. And about 45 minutes later, I looked behind me, and Mike, I mean an entire portion of the carpeting that was up against the door that goes into the unfinished area that had been kind of, you know, torn up by the bunny was peeled back as if one of your contractors came in and started to remove the carpet. Okay. So I know for a fact that the puppy did that because he pulls it back and I'm like, dude, what are you? So I put it back as much as I could. I'm already planning on calling you to see what I can do. And then I get up a little bit later yesterday and I look in front of my couch. And there, and I've sent you guys this picture, is like a perfect circle in the carpeting, right?
It's like a crop circle.
It's like a crop circle, right.
This is what's throwing me off. The perfect circle.
Yes.
Like, I had a dog get a hold of a Berber back in the 90s and unravel like a section. You know,
right,
you just,
right.
You know, pull that out. And you, but the circle of this is kind of freaking me out.
So this is where I asked for Mike's help because, look, the bunny's been the one most notable for carpet damage, but he's never eaten a hole in the middle of the damn floor. I think the puppy did that, but again, how would it be such a perfect circle? Are there aliens involved or anything like that? Is there any chance of that?
I believe there are aliens working for us, you know, and they are working for us. No, that's pretty cool. The perfect circle. It's a great name for a band.
It is. That is a good band, right? No doubt about it.
Right?
But is that something the dog could have just, you know, one thought that I had is maybe that was an area that had been repaired before and there was something that was easier to pull out, or you just think he was just nibbling at the carpet? I guess it could have been the bunny. I really don't know who's guilty. I've not interrogated them both separately, but that's like in the middle of the damn living room.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's hard to say, sir, without any visual on that, who the culprit is. Let's blame them both. So you need my services. Now.
Yes.
So what are we going to do about
it? So my question is, can that be repaired in like the middle of a carpet? Can you take something out of a closet that's not really being seen and, you know, fix that or something along those lines? Is that possible?
It is possible to repair. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll just cut it out, put the new piece in. But it could look a little bit different, right? Because the closet's never seen any traffic.
Right.
It may have seen some traffic, but it'll blend in after a while, right?
Well, I do need your help because where I really need help is that other area that I'm telling you, I thought he was starting a job. I thought you had contacted Max, my puppy, and said, hey, Mark's, you know, more, because I did this last year. Remember, I took the carpeting out of the rooms on my own. You guys came in and put the hard flooring in, and it literally looked like that was what I was trying to do, to start to pull all the carpet. Because I look back there when I'm watching football, I take the headphones out, and all I see is carpet pad and the big piece of carpeting pulled back. I should have taken a picture of that. Because that was quite dramatic when I saw it. But I will be calling you in the near future, like tomorrow, to set up an appointment for some repair. How does that sound, Mike Reynolds?
Hey, that sounds very good, sir. I believe the bunny or the dog was just catching our commercials on TV, and they wanted to get you floored, right? So I got floored.com, and they're pushing it forward for us.
All right, there you go. We're going to go for an agreement. We're also listening on the radio, not only watching on TV, but it was in front of the TV, so I'll give you a little grace on that one. And, yeah, go to the website, igotfloored.com. The team at Michaels will take great care of you. But I will be in touch for a follow-up, okay?
You bet.
All right, take care. I obsess over it so much because, now I guess I should put this picture on social media. It's bizarre.
You should.
It almost looks like somebody dropped a chemical or something like that and just burned out a spot in the carpet.
But there's no burn mark.
No, well, that's because it didn't happen.
The perfect circle.
Look, it's either the bunny or it's the dog.
Yeah.
I actually think it might have been the puppy because Oreo, I mean, maybe there was something on the carpet that tasted like food or something.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But Oreo has not done that. He has not just chewed in the middle of the carpet. He's done a fair amount of damage. Don't get me wrong, that little dude. But
Where does he normally chew?
At the edges of, like, in the corner of a room or at the edge by a door. Like, the area, the reason it was so easy for Max to pull up the carpeting is because he had really wanted to get into that back area.
I see.
And oftentimes, I leave a little area rug in front of it, so then he can't chew it anymore. It's something that's been on my list of, you know, replacements or repair for Mike Reynolds for a while. Well, now I really have to do it because you have the area in the middle of the floor. So it's just weird. crop circles in the middle of my living room floor when I was watching football.
Who is
to blame? Let's do this here this afternoon. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got Sue's News on a Monday.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I have posted the picture of the carpeting, the damage to the carpeting, and the picture of the culprits, the likely culprits. Was it Max the puppy or was it Oreo the bunny? You'd be the decider on that one. But that is all on the socials, the X, aka Twitter. I'll never stop calling it that. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know, Jill brings up a good point. What if a cat was involved?
It's not out of the possibility.
What if it's a frame job?
It could be a frame job. That is a good, whoever that is.
That was Jill.
Detective Jill. Yes. It's not out of the question. I mean, No. You really have to, as a criminal, animal investigator like me, you have to put everything on the table.
Yeah.
Right?
I really think you do.
Okay,
just so long as we're taking everything in stride. Happy National Linguine Day. That sounds good to me if you put a little something in there. And National Double Cheeseburger Day, not the regular. No,
kind of like that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Double cheeseburger. Our grill's working now.
My two burgers, my go-to burgers would be the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh, that is...
At McDonald's.
I've never actually eaten one, but a single is good.
A double, sort of the same thing at Culver's. I like that.
Huh? Probably Fred, better. What's your go-to?
Oh, any sort of cheeseburger is good. But I shy away from the double cheeseburgers.
Yeah?
Like I'm being health conscious on
right?
one over the other.
I get it.
Right.
I get it. We've got a lot of music today. And on this day in history, 63 years ago, the Four Seasons got their first number one hit with this song from Jersey Boys. It's also what my father wanted to name me. And I'm not really a Sherry.
Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry.
Well, you could have been.
I could have been.
But you're not.
No. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. Shout out to my mother.
Sherry's News.
Sherry's News.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't rhyme.
It wouldn't have worked, right? Your whole life would have been so different.
Right. But this was 63 years ago. I just like this song, and everybody loves Jersey Boys.
Everybody should love Jersey Boys.
Right?
Great show.
It is a great show. And then, completely opposite, 46 years ago, 1979, Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band peaked at number three.
Oh, man. How many times they play this on KSHE back in the day?
Six.
That's right. Exactly. 1,000,006.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
What a great song,
right?
Though, too. So unique. I like songs that are a little different. There's actually a song that I like right now that I discovered over the weekend that has a little bit more of a spoken word theme to it like this. And then they go into a chorus. But, listen.
Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name.
I love that. Good job, Charlie Daniels.
I love that. Okay.
And then one more here, right?
Well, hold on. This one only made it to number 3 on the pop singles chart, but of course it made it to number 1 country. But I was impressed that it went to number 3 pops.
Yeah, you know? That was a big song.
Apparently the hard rock version of this song is part of the final battle in Guitar Hero 3, and Charlie was not happy about it.
Really?
Yeah, he said, quote, I did not grant these people my permission to pervert my song and am disgusted with the result.
Oh, look at that.
Well, there you go. All right, and then 42 years ago, in 1983, Huey Lewis and the News released Sports. It was so huge, I don't even know how to describe it. I Want a New Drug, Heart of Rock and Roll, and this one, Heart and Soul.
Hit after hit, yeah. After hit.
Nonstop.
After hit, Huey Lewis.
2 o'clock this morning, if she should come and call her.
That was a great album.
And by the way,
they were at Lou Fest when there was a Lou Fest. I think maybe it was the last Lou Fest, and they were great.
You know what we learned last week, Fred, in a random fact, was that Huey Lewis got a perfect score on the math section of the SATs.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is.
And Fred is back. I thought we would spend some time hearing about how your vacation went.
Well, thanks. So we drove down to Gulf Shores, Alabama.
And you say that's St. Louis South.
Yeah, it seems like it. It's a lot of people down there. In fact, we were only down there like maybe 6 hours, and we met two other couples that were there, and I saw a couple Cardinal baseball hats on the beach.
Any Mark Reardon show T-shirts?
God, no, Mark Reardon.
Okay.
No.
Well, usually you do. Usually in every state there's a spotting.
Yeah, that's
It's a 10.5-hour drive. It didn't seem that long.
Oh, good.
We came back. Siri took us back a different way. Like it was 55 almost all the way down there. We came back on 45, which is like this really... But it was the same time.
Why?
It didn't take any longer. I don't know why.
Okay.
Couldn't figure it out. We just followed.
Was it prettier?
I mean, yeah, it was much prettier.
Okay, 45. That's good to know.
Yeah. Oh, the weather was great. My sons flew in from D.C. and New York. We were all together.
Now, did they have the girlfriends too?
Yeah.
Look at that. How'd that go?
Oh, it was great.
Okay.
They're all wonderful. So it was a great time. Did a lot of eating out.
Oh, yeah.
The kids did a lot of drinking.
The kids did a lot of drinking.
Yeah,
well, they were with their parents. That's why.
What was your best meal? Because Fred doesn't really love fish.
I had a really good fish once I got back home. A neighbor had a fish fry, and I was at his house last night eating
Goes to Florida,
fish.
Doesn't have fish.
And eats it at the neighbor's house.
That's just perfect.
Well, in a survey, people say they let their usual rules go out the window when they're on vacation. 56% say their budgets don't exist. Would you find that accurate, Fred?
I think our budget was blown.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not that it didn't exist. It was
from
blown.
Going out to dinner and stuff? Yeah, that gets crazy, doesn't it?
And we would, families were there, so we would kind of
pay for
everybody. Yeah,
pay for the kids. 47% say their calories don't count on vacation, Fred.
I agree with that.
Oh, I couldn't count them. There were so many.
And 59% skip working out or tidying up. Do you trash the place? How many of were you in a Vrbo?
There was 11 of us.
Whoa.
In VRBO. And it was this huge, it was the entire first floor.
Oh my gosh.
Of this building. It was great. It was amazing.
What was recreation for the crew? I mean, did everyone do their own thing, or did you do a little pickleball?
A lot on the beach.
Okay, just
a lot
beach.
Of beach time.
Yeah,
yeah. And the kids want kids. They're 25, 27. They went out to play miniature golf, go kart, racing, that sort of stuff.
Ooh, and go kart racing. Love that. Well,
Fred's just a couple more years until he's got grandkids.
Yeah,
don't you think?
I think he.
Nobody's
well,
engaged yet, though, right?
No, okay. Not yet.
Well,
that didn't stop my son.
I know, that's true. Are you getting close, you think?
Maybe.
Yeah?
I don't know.
All right.
It's not for me to say.
That's fair. In ocean news, I bring this up because Fred was at the beach, a study found that octopuses like to use different arms to do different things. They are so smart. They use the front four for exploring and the back four for walking. And a type of bottom feeder shark called the ghost shark now grows a second set of teeth out of their foreheads. What?
Wow.
The males use them to latch onto the females in mating season. I don't know if that's...
We saw a lot of dolphins or minus in the ocean when we were there.
You saw
and
what?
A lot of dolphins.
Yeah, you sent a couple of pictures.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
really
they're
nice.
Fun to watch.
Kind of fun, yeah. And it was like a mating time for the dolphins, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I find that kind of weird that the, but if you want to Google that, it's called a ghost shark, just so you could see what's happening. All right, there, this is so creepy. There's a 46-year-old guy in Canada who is facing charges after tunneling into his upstairs neighbor's apartment while she was out of town. He got into one of the walls, climbed up, and busted through her drywall. Now, her front door, so she gets home, and her front door is still locked. So she's like, okay, all right. As soon as she goes inside, she knew somebody has been there because there's a large hole in one of her walls. And she told police, because of course she called the police. You know, I've had some trouble with this guy. You think?
I wonder where that would have come from.
Oh, my gosh.
Good thing the door was closed.
Right?
We'll never be able to figure this out.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks. Nice work, sir. Police got a warrant to search his place last Monday. He found a hole. They found a hole in his ceiling with a ladder under it. It turned out he'd gotten into the wall behind her fireplace, busted a hole in her drywall to get in. And the woman told police, no.
Did he take anything?
They didn't say, but of course he is facing serious charges.
I'm more worried about her carpeting. Was there like a crop circle in her carpet?
It's just so
That's
bizarre.
A weird story.
Yeah, it is. And just a reminder, this is kind of my happy story of the day. You don't have to be a father to be a father figure. A woman in Cincinnati named Chicole Fox got married last month, and she had her landlord walk her down the aisle. She said she never knew her dad, didn't think it would matter, but she suddenly felt sad when her wedding day got closer, and she thought, you know what? Somebody I look up to would be perfect for this, and it happened to be her landlord, and he was honored, and everybody was happy.
That's
Isn't that
great.
Nice?
Yeah.
And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. There's an urban legend that you'll swallow 8 spiders a year while you sleep, but that is not true. Almost every single person will swallow 0 spiders in their lifetime. It was made up by a writer making fun of stupid urban legends, and he wanted to see how far it would get. And some people believed it.
I think a lot of people probably
believed
it, right?
I think they probably
knew.
And that's it for Sue's News. No spiders. You're not eating spiders at night.
Are we out 1 minute before we should be? Or
no.
Am I imagining things?
We've got 3 seconds, don't we? Well, I go to 29?
Yeah.
Oh, I've lost my mind.
That's okay.
I've lost my mind, too, because I was second-guessing it.
Well, I kept thinking that it was 28. That's when I start to wind down. Okay, finally.
Well, I thought you had a really long
If you have another...
Long one,
I do. A woman. Do you want another random fact?
Yes, let's double up on the random fact. Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
It's a Monday.
How do you do
miracle.
This? Wow.
I am just completely... Okay. The Guitar Center was originally called the Organ Center when it was founded in 1959. It sold small appliances and home organs. Then, in 1971, they switched to guitars, and it worked a lot better. And that's it.
Doubling up on the random facts here today.
Oh, my gosh, I'm crazy.
But now you have me confused at the right time. We'll see. We'll find out here in about 10 seconds. Here we go.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think I was even saying that on the air. I didn't realize my mic was open. I was talking to Ethan. He was telling me, you got to hurry up because Frank's coming up, and I knew that. Did you watch the Emmy Awards at all last night?
No.
So I didn't watch 1 second of it because I didn't want to hear their blah, 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 and there was some of that as well. But then, you know, I couldn't help myself. I had to look at the winners just because I watch a lot of these shows, and I honestly couldn't believe what won in some of these categories. Now, I haven't seen all of these shows, but if I look at the Outstanding Drama nominees, Andor watched it, The Diplomat watched it, The Last of Us, I didn't like that one, Paradise watched it, The Pit watched it, Severance did not watch it, Slow Horses watched it, The White Lotus watched it. So there's only two on here that I haven't seen. The Pit, the show with Noah Wiley set at this hospital where essentially Noah Wiley plays exactly the same character he played in ER, just a little bit more crabbier than he was back then because now he's mature and he's the guy that's in charge. I thought The Pit was one of the most overrated shows. It's depressing. And by the way, for those people who have seen it, well, it's because it's this hospital in Pittsburgh and they, you know, it's the ER and they get all the worst cases. And Noah Wiley is about as woke as they come. And there's something that happened. Look, I didn't go through the whole series, but I can tell you right now that I know exactly what was going to happen because they dangle this little, you know, school shooter thing, mass shooting out there in one of the first couple episodes. So you know exactly where it's going. So for best actor in a drama series, he beat Adam Scott, Pedro Pascal, Gary Oldman, and Sterling K. Brown. Noah Wiley won. Nope, not very good. Then there's comedy. See if you watch any of these. Abbott Elementary.
I've seen it.
I don't watch that one.
Yeah, it's kind of...
The Bear, I've seen it. Hacks, I gave up on it because it got terrible in the later seasons. Nobody Wants This. I don't know that one.
Uh-uh.
You'll like this one. Only Murders in the Building.
Yay!
Shrinking, which I think is very good with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. I liked it quite a bit. What We Do in the Shadows, I did not see that one. And the winner was The Studio. Now, that's the Seth Rogen comedy that is extremely overrated. I mentioned that there is an episode with Ron Howard playing himself, you know, Opie. That in and of itself is worth an Emmy. Honestly, I should look and see if he was nominated for like guest spot.
Really? Okay.
Because that episode, it was like episode 4 of The Studio, but the whole show was not that good. Limited or anthology series. Black Mirror, Dying for Sex, The Penguin, Monsters, The Lyle and Eric Menendez Story, and Adolescence. Adolescence won. I had a lot of issues with that show as well. Outstanding Talk Series. Who do you think is going to win this one? The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel, or The Late Show with Stephen Colbert?
Of course, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, why isn't Fox nominated in that category? Of course,
not
Colbert.
Not even brought
won.
Up.
No, not no, even brought up. Let me see if I could look at some of these
the one
others.
With the best ratings.
And I even feel like I can chime in on Outstanding Reality Competition because you know that I watch Survivor, right? The Amazing Race is on that list. Phil Kogan is a good friend. Just be honest, I haven't watched as many of the latter seasons of The Race, but I used to watch that all the time. RuPaul's Drag Race, I do not watch that one. Top Chef, I watch that. And then The Traitors. Have you ever seen The Traitors?
No.
It is the worst, most embarrassing, but still encapsulating reality show out there. Alan Cumming is this guy who has this big mansion. I don't think it's his mansion, but it's set in, you know, the UK. And you have all these other reality show contestants. Maybe they've been on Big Brother. Maybe they've been on Survivor, The Amazing Race. And they all sit around this big table. And at one point, Alan Cumming goes around at the beginning. Everyone's got blindfolds on. And he taps three people on the shoulders. And those are the traitors.
Oh.
And those are the ones that the other people, the other contestants, it's ridiculously dumb. The first two seasons, at least we could watch with Alexa because they didn't have bad language. The third season, which I think they just got, you know, awarded for, they went with a little saltier language. So it was more like, R-rated, if you will. But it's a terrible, terrible show. I watch it just because it's so bad and it's dumb and it's something that you can turn your brain off to. Lead actress in a comedy series. Jean Smart won for Hacks. Again, Hacks was a good show, I think, for the first couple of seasons. It got just terrible and woke and wow. Lead actor in a comedy series, Seth Rogen won for the studio. I think he was pretty good in that, but he won over Jason Segel for Shrinking and Marty Short for Only Murders in the Building. You can't support that, right?
No, I cannot.
So I looked at this just because I do watch a lot of these shows, and you know, I've participated in award shows as a member of the Broadcast Film Critics and the Critics' Choice over the years, and I've voted on Best Television and Best, you know, Film and nominations. And a lot of this is political, and a lot of people vote for things because they think that they're supposed to vote for it. Like at this show, Adolescence, which was, I guess it was pretty good drama, but really, it's hard for me to recommend it just because I think it was more of a manipulative show, but they won big last night across the board. So there you go, the Emmys, and I didn't watch 1 second of it. Scott Jennings coming up in the next hour at 5:30. You'll hear his show tonight at 8 o'clock. We air it every evening, 8 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk. Of course, he was the... Charlie Kirk was his lead-in. Charlie's show was before Jennings on the Salem Radio Network. Scott just started that show a couple of months ago. Let's do a little sports here on a Monday afternoon with Mr. Frank Cusimano. We got some NFL injuries that are pretty significant to report on this afternoon, including Joe Burrow. How are you, Frank?
Yeah, you know, when you hear that phrase, turf toe, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Guy's going to miss a long period of time because of a thing called turf toe. It's a lot more serious than people think. There's no doubt about it. And then you have the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. He has a knee injury. His status is iffy. McCarthy, who was terrible last night for the Vikings, he's out 2 to 4 weeks with an ankle issue.
Yeah, it was we got a Vikings fan in here in Ethan, so I know that he wasn't too happy with the way that the game looked last night. I mean, look, you got some teams got back on track, and then I told you this on Friday. I was very worried that the Chiefs would come out of this weekend 0-2, and I'm not surprised that they did, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, it's the first time Patrick Mahomes has ever lost 3 games in a row, and I know they are missing star players. But they're just, you know, they're a team that used to score 35 points and had this most explosive offense in the league and can't miss television. They're just not really fun to watch right now. And Travis Kelce, God bless him, he's no longer a top 7 or 8 tight end anymore. They got a long way to go. They could get healthy, and you don't ever want to bet against Andy Reid and Mahomes. But, man, from a personnel point of view, the Eagles roster is so much better than the Chiefs.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, look, you got a lot of teams out there that are, you know, and I think you mentioned this on Friday, the percentage chance that you make the playoffs after you go 0-2, and there's already teams out there that, you know, we expected to be 0-2, I think, after this mark. The Bears, perhaps amongst them, they got smoked by the Lions last night. Any other surprises that you saw over the weekend? Ethan, what were you checking on? There were good games. I watched so many of them yesterday.
I was actually looking at the college football slate that because there were some crazy games over the weekend. We saw Clemson get upset by Georgia Tech. That's back-to-back weeks where they've looked pitiful. We saw, I mean, absolute barn burners, A&M's crazy win over Notre Dame and Georgia beating Tennessee at Rocky Top. I mean, there was a lot of really good college football over the weekend. What stood out to you there, Frank?
Well, that Georgia-Tennessee, I mean, you felt so bad for Tennessee because they're going to kick, I think, about a 38-yarder, and then one of the offensive linemen moved. They moved it back to 42, and he missed it. Tennessee had that game won. I mean, for Georgia to beat them for the, I think it's 9th straight time, that had to have been the most painful loss the Vols have had in a long time. Mark, here's the stat. Teams that start 0-2 from 1990 to 2023, 279 teams, and only 32 of them made the playoffs.
Yeah, well, it tells you something for sure. Hey, I did go to Columbia. I got a late invite on Saturday from my friend Steve Butt, state representative. We drove up Saturday morning. We had an air-conditioned suite, thank God, or I don't think I would have been there. The stands were pretty barren by the second half because it was so hot. But Mizzou did exactly what they needed to do. They won that game in convincing fashion. And by the way, it didn't look to me like they gave South Carolina a whole lot of film to watch because they were running the ball left, running the ball right, running in the middle. They weren't doing a lot of passing. A lot of, I'm guessing, plays held for this weekend. And then South Carolina has a significant injury, don't they?
Well, Lenore Sellers had a concussion, and then their best defensive player also punched a player on Vanderbilt, and he's going to miss the first half against Mizzou. But that's why it's amazing, Mark, because that point spread, and I just looked 2 seconds ago, is 13. So the people in Vegas must know the doctors for South Carolina and know that Sellers is not going to play, and that's why this spread is so high. But 13 is enormous.
I think so, too. I that makes me a little nervous just because that's when things that are weird that happen. Look, you can't go into that game assuming you're going to win just because they have a backup quarterback and they got some guys dinged up because it's still an SEC game. But they got smoked by Vandy.
They did. And all of a sudden, South Carolina has gone from a team, hey, I wonder if they can get in the college football playoff, to maybe the coach could be in trouble. Because all of a sudden, you lose this game to Mizzou. The rest of their schedule is rough. Who knows what could happen with Coach Beamer at South Carolina.
So I guess the significant story in the NL Central this weekend is the Brewers have already wrapped that division up.
They have. Only 28 games better than the Cardinals. So
that's it?
It's only a little minor, a couple tweaks in the offseason, and we'll be right there with them. They're just unbelievable. I tell you another thing is they can give up more really good players and not skip a beat than any team I can ever remember. All they did, they replaced him with some young guy. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? And they're giving up. I mean, just think Devin Williams, Josh Hader.
Willie Adames.
Starting pitching. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And they just, they're unbelievable. They are who the Cardinals used to be like 15 years ago.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Friday afternoon. We'll see where the week in the end. We got two NFL games tonight, which is kind of fun. A lot more baseball as we head into the final week or so. Frank, have a great week. We'll talk Friday afternoon.
Sounds great. Take care.
David Strom from HotAir.com, who has written a tremendous amount in the last few days about the Charlie Kirk assassination, but also things that are related to it, like some of the media nonsense out there and some of the claims of people that have gone belly up and have been proven untrue at this point. I still have a lot more audio to get to that I haven't touched on this afternoon. We'll have audio cut of the day. Scott Jennings at 5:32.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.